I'm Panel Grin from Deeper Mindfulness. And today is day 15 of the program Being Here. So today is when closeness feels too much, but noticing that. So here is the poem. When closeness feels like too much, noticing. Closeness does not happen in a vacuum. It is shaped by pace, expectation, history, and how much space is available in a given moment. Many environments reward openness, sharing, and responsiveness. Availability is often taken as a sign of care. Distance, by contrast, can be misunderstood. In such settings, stepping back may feel like deviation, even when it's the most stable response available. Not everyone has equal capacity for closeness at all times. Energy fluctuates, demands accumulate, boundaries shift as circumstances change. Some people learn early that maintaining space is the safest way to stay present at all. Others discover it later, after closeness has repeatedly arrived as overwhelm. Seen this way, withdrawal is not absent. It's a way of managing contact within the limits of what feels tolerable. Modern life often compresses space. Homes are shared. Communication is constant. Privacy is negotiated rather than assumed. In that context, needing distance is not unusual. It reflects the conditions relationships are lived within, not a failure of connection. Noticing this doesn't explain away the experience. It doesn't turn distance into a virtue. It simply places it where it belongs, as one of the many ways people stay in relationship without losing themselves.